Another mass shooting. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Law enforcement officials say at least 10 people have been killed in a shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York.
We're going to need some officers inside the top because we have numerous bodies and we have magazines and bullets and everything. So we need evidence secured.
Sound of Buffalo police fire and EMS communications courtesy Broadcastify.com. Police say the alleged shooter is in custody. There was gunfire Friday night in Milwaukee, too. 21 people were injured in three separate shootings near an entertainment district where thousands gathered for an NBA playoff game. Downtown Milwaukee is under a limited curfew for the rest of the weekend, and a massive watch party for Sunday's Game 7 between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics has been called off. Supporters of abortion rights have taken to the streets across America, voicing outrage that the Supreme Court could soon strike down the constitutional right to abortion. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
In D.C., thousands marched from the Washington Monument to the Supreme Court, chanting abortion is health care. At a rally before that, Representative Barbara Lee told the crowd she takes the fight personally after having an abortion as a teenager when it was illegal.
I know what it's like to worry about your medical decision becoming criminalized.
The Democrat from California is urging protesters to take this fight to the midterm elections and beyond.
If you take away our rights to make our personal decisions about our bodies, we will see you at the ballot box in November.
Around 400 bands off our bodies rallies were being held over the weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
And on the streets of Ukraine's capital,
hello. Nice to meet you.
President Vladimir Zelensky greeted a delegation of Republican senators led by leader Mitch McConnell. Zelensky called it a strong signal of bipartisan support in the U.S. for Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.